And then the second question is, we're going to have an election next year, and if this gets combined with that election, it seems like it saves a bunch of money for Pacifica. And so that seems like it would be beneficial to not be spending that money when we're, you know, so close on the edge, as many people point out. That's it.
Thank you. Carol Wolfley?
A couple of things. It's my understanding that the reason that the PNB did not allow this to be voted on, or that they did not take it up, was that, first of all, they delayed in giving the mailhouse addresses so that the New Day group could circulate their petition. And by the time they did get that information, then they said it was too late for them to put it on the agenda for their schedule based on the bylaws. So there's a question about that. And there's also, I can say that on the governance committee, I asked for us to have a conversation, if not about that specifically, to talk about some of the issues that are on the New Day bylaws so that we could explore it. Should there be smaller boards? Should there be election by the members directly rather than having the PNB members be elected through small groupings of LSB members that is factional? So I wanted us to have at least that discussion on the governance committee, and nobody would even entertain a discussion about the issues, which was very discouraging. So I do support the idea that the members need to be able to vote on this matter. The members need to be able to get information about it and to figure out, you know, what is going wrong with the governance in Pacifica and how can we improve it. And obviously, because the problems are very severe,
that's kind.
Remedies may need to be serious as well.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean anti-democratic. That means more democratic with listeners. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Susan DeSilva's next. And I will point out we're at 2:23. We'll probably have to stop the discussion and reestablish it after we have the public comments. But go ahead for now, Susan.
So I don't know where James got his information, but I am certain that they did not pull back for more signatures. They have way, way, way more signatures than is necessary and way more than were produced for the last go round. They only need about 400 good signatures. And my understanding is that they turned in more than 3,000. And yes, I know there not only were delays in getting the list was not the right list. The list was a really, really old membership list. I know that because my name was incorrect on the list and it's been recorded. It's been changed since then. And, that's just, it was, there have been, as I understand it, a lot of delaying tactics on this. So do we want to take a quick vote, Madam Chair?
If people are ready to vote, I see they have more hands up. I think that we probably need to let people speak before we vote because there are people who have questions still. I don't want to
point of information, but aren't we just 1 minute away from our time certain?
We are. That's why we would have to take it back up again if we.
Okay, at the end.
Yeah.
All right.
There is no time at the end because this meeting ends at 3:00 per our agreement. With Jose and with the PMB. I mean, with Pacifica.
Okay, if people are ready to vote now.
I want to speak.
Yeah, well, you can't speak right now because we have to go into public comments. So we may have to carry it over. I mean, if people are ready to vote, we'd have to vote really quick. It's 2:25 now. We have a time certain in public comments.
I think it could go to the next meeting, but I would like to suggest that reports and other things maybe all have, like there'd be all the reports and then the discussions.
Okay.
Next time. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. So, we'll go into public comments now. So people who want to make, everyone who's waiting to speak on this issue, please take your hands down. And anybody who wants to make public comments, put your hands up. Janine? Okay. So, our first public comment would be from Rachel. And wait a minute, how many people?
This is Susan, can I just say, when you put your hand up, you don't put it up by showing it on the screen. You go to the thing that says participants, and then at the bottom of that, it says raise hand, and that's how you do it.
So, Jose, are you there? Would you go over that information again for the people who want to raise their hands to speak?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to raise your hand. Too far away from this mic. If you'd like to raise your hand and you're using a computer, you can just hover your mouse over the main Zoom window and some options should appear. Click on the participants button at the bottom of the screen and then click on raise hand button. If you're using Zoom on an app on a smartphone, tap on your screen to reveal the same options and then tap on the button that reads more. There you should see the raise hand button. And if you're calling in on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *9. And everyone who raises their hand is put in order.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Jose.
And point of information, Christina, I just want to ask everybody who thinks you might want to talk, please raise your hand right now so Sharon can determine. We want to take a half an hour and divide it proportionally. So please go ahead and raise your hand right now. And Sharon, can you figure out the time?
Okay, give me a minute. And I also know Rachel has said in the chat she wants to, so I'm going to include her.
She was up there and then it disappeared, so I saw that she was first.
Okay.
Yeah, she was first.
Thank you.
Daniel, you're not public.
No.
And neither is Janine.
Yeah, 7. So I would say 7. 30 divided by 7. What is that? 4 minutes? 4 minutes each, I guess. Maybe we should make it 3 in case other people want to speak.
Okay, we'll make it 3. Let's start with Rachel.
Did you get Jan Goodman? I pressed *5, but I don't know if it.
No, I didn't see you, Jan. But we'll put
it's
you
star
on.
*9. It's star
it's
9.
Star 9.
Oh, it's star 9. Oh, 9, 5. Kind of similar.
Star 9.
Sorry.
Thank you, Dawn.
Okay, well, I think 3 minutes should still work.
Okay, so we'll start with Rachel. Go ahead, Rachel.
Good evening in New York, but can you hear me?
Barely.
Yeah, you have to speak a lot louder.
Okay, I will. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm from BAI. And I'm sorry to hear that the case was negatively commented on by whoever was negatively commenting on it. That was not me, and I am not part of any kind of group that might have been, because I'm referring to something that I read in the chat a few minutes ago. So I just want to say from the offset that I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it before, but I'm not part of that group, if it's a group. I have been a listener to BAI since I'm 15. I'm 60 now, and I worked at BAI for 10 years. I was a producer there and as well as paid staff, and I used to run the volunteer room, and I used to produce a lot of different programs. And the two things I want to say, because I know I have 3 minutes, but I hope that more people want to speak after me, so I want to maybe give them some more time too. I was very disappointed with the 2 days of fundraising that the Archives did and the Pacifica did. I listened to most of it during the time, and if I couldn't, I listened via Archives, and I was, like most of the producers and the listeners that I know
We were disappointed. I don't know who was responsible for like scheduling the programming and all that, but whoever was responsible for like being in charge of those 2 days needs to be spoken to. And I think that at least from BAI, the IPD there, we're searching for a new PD. There's actually a meeting about it, I think next week at some time, but there's a lot, I don't know what's going on in any other stations, but I do know that at BAI itself, there's a lot of micromanaging going on, and the producers, many of the producers resent it. I'm reading what Anne just typed. I was disappointed, Anne Garrison, because the scheduling was totally like ridiculous, and a lot of the programs were, it wasn't well done in terms of programming. I was the assistant to the former PD there many years ago. And the thing that I probably learned, the most important thing I probably learned at that time was that it's not the premiums. It's not whatever else you're using for fundraising. It is the way to get money into any Pacifica station. It is the programming. It is the programming. And many listeners have commented to me and producers as well that the latest model that BAI has been using to raise money is just simply not working for many reasons, of which I don't have time to go into it, you know, within the 3 minutes. But, and I would email to you to be my specifics about the programming because I don't have time to talk about it within three. I'm very aware of time because I did radio.
Great, that was time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray. Oh, okay. Then I'll send you an email to your email address. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you all on screen.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, everybody. Stay healthy.
You too. Steve Zeltzer.
Thanks.
Steve Zeltzer.
Yeah, I think that one of the issues at KPFA and Pacifica is having programming that's relevant to this crisis that we have in this country. And frankly, we have to do more Pacifica national programming with voices of people. The fact that we're not getting increased listenership is because of the failure of the present programming that we have. It's not as relevant. It's not directed at young people. We're not doing live programming. We need to have Pacifica multimedia national programming. And that's what we should be working on to develop our programming and solve our financial crisis. As far as the bylaws, these bylaws were voted down. The past bylaws were voted down 2-1. By the membership of Pacifica. Yet on KPFA, it was not reported to the members. So when you talk about transparency, how can you not report to the members the last bylaw vote, which was rejected 2-1? I think that has to be raised to, as far as people have to be held accountable, that they're not even reporting the past bylaw votes at KPFA. Every other station reported except KPFA, the management and the news department. We need more labor programming at Pacifica. We need and this whole bylaw scam that I consider it, a corporatization of Pacifica, self-appointed board, is being supported by people who have a lot of money. Apparently, they're sending out cards to people to vote for a bylaw change. Where's this money coming from? There's no financial report. There's no financial requirement, and there should be, to find out where the money is coming. I think that this is similar to Trumpian politics in many ways. The other thing that has happened is Jan Goodman in Los Angeles, who's a proponent of the bylaws and would benefit from them, went into secret negotiations with the lender without authorization from the Pacifica National Board, and then announced publicly that she was saving the foundation. Well, that's a violation, ethical violation on her part, to go into secret negotiations with a lender and then announce it, use it politically to say, you've got to save us, you got to support these bylaw changes, because I'm going into because I've made a deal with the lenders. Again, unprincipled, unethical, and action should be taken against her. And also the manager at KPFK, who used the airwaves to urge people to sign these bylaws. So the whole bylaw proposal, bylaw proposal, has been actually undermined democracy, undermined transparency, and will be rejected by the listeners and supporters of Pacifica. There have been no reports to the listeners about what's going on, about the past bylaws and these bylaws. There's been no debates. So you talk about transparency from the membership. You're pushing to corporatize the bylaws, yet there's no reporting information. There's no debate, and that which is required really to have a proper discussion and debate. Also, you want to have the bylaw vote even before the elections is coming.
Time is time. Thank you very much. Stephen Martin is next.
Yeah, hi. I'm not really familiar with the with a lot of the details with any of the details on the proposed bylaws, but I'm just here because I would like to see that process go ahead. And it seems to me, from some of the stuff that I've read and heard, that it is being stalled, and you know, there's a petition to put the new bylaws forward before the membership in an election, and I'm all for that, and I really hope that Pacifica doesn't waste a lot of money and a lot of time and effort in going through some kind of legal process to stall this, as it seems that it's been done in the past. And that's really my whole point. I would like to see that go ahead and have a full discussion and an election at the earliest possible moment. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time. Raleigh McLemore.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not that familiar with this stuff. I'm a listener. I've gotten involved in the new bylaws because I think Pacifica is in more danger than it has been in my 71 years. And I think that the new bylaws are going to be a great improvement. And we're talking here about what's happening to Pacifica. We're really talking about what's happening to the listeners. We need Pacifica. It's in a financial crisis. Ignoring that crisis or pretending like that some corporate people are trying to buy it out is just kind of nonsense to me. I have fixed income. I work all my life, and I have nothing to do with corporate. I have everything to do with Pacifica. And frankly, I just think that's kind of a dumb answer to the need for change. So since 2015, Pacifica has been in a lot of trouble. Corporation for Public Broadcast has cut off funding that is equivalent to thousands of listeners because of this, because of the administration hasn't been really doing its job. I think the new bylaws will help prevent that from happening in the future. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is not a corporate buyout. It's simply money that Pacifica can use freely to do good programming. I happen to agree with Steve, and the first thing he said, Pacifica needs to be out there more. I mean, we were listening to KPU when we were doing a lot of the work around Carol Fife and other things here in Oakland, and Pacifica really isn't in the picture in a lot of live demonstrations. It should be. But that's about the only thing I agree with him on. This huge balloon payment coming due is very important. I don't think Pacifica has, from what I can tell, the reserves to pay for it. And I think we could lose the three remaining buildings we have. And it's used up its financial reserves. Listeners deserve better programming. I agree. But listeners don't believe stonewalling a vote around the bylaws. Let's get it out there. Let people vote. I think that it's clear to me that there needs to be change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anthony? Anthony?
Yes, thank you. I trust everybody on the board is familiar with the Tom Tomorrow cartoons.
Yep.
There's a panel from his cartoon of about a month ago, which is a drawing of Dianne Feinstein talking about the aftermath of the Barrett confirmation hearings. And Feinstein is saying, as we apparently cede control of the Supreme Court to the far right for a generation, I, for one, would like to thank everyone for the commendable civility of these hearings. Well, there's a good observation on Feinstein, and I couldn't help but be reminded of the KPFA LSB, because there's talk about gotta be civil, but and the majority even imposes a code of conduct on the membership. And yet, where is the discussion about the really important things that the radio station has to do? First and foremost, programming. I can't recall anyone from the majority faction talking about the many gaps in the KPFA program grid, which I've taken the trouble to point out at public comment more than once and won't bother to raise again, but they are many. I've mentioned them. Others have mentioned others. There's yet more that haven't been mentioned, but ought to be. You know, nothing to say about the most important thing a radio station does, which is broadcast programming. And the management may pretend that it can keep on coasting ahead, doing the same old, broadcasting the same shows that have been on for 15 years or more, even while the media world is changing more than it has since at least the advent of television. But you can look at the listener statistics. The listeners are fading away. There's about 12,000 odd listeners now. There used to be easily twice that many, perhaps 2.5 times as many. Well, they're voting with their feet. They have the option of paying the small sum of $25 a year to be a member of KPFA, and fewer people are doing that. It's time to wake up and realize that there has to be substantial change in the programming. It doesn't matter if you change the bylaws if the programming doesn't change. Just as Steve and others have pointed out, there's a connection between revenues, and Chris Corey said this too, between revenues and programming. If the programming's not working, yeah, no wonder the revenues are stale or declining. Our management can't seem to perceive that or is afraid to act, but the board needs to wake up. Thank you.
Thank you. Next call in user one.
Is that me?
I'm reading off what I see here. I guess it's you.
Well, if you're hearing me, then that's me. Okay, great. Thanks. So a few points. One, I'd like to invite everyone to attend a Pacifica Fightback town hall meeting. It'll be on Zoom on 2 weeks from today, December 5th, about 2 or 3 p.m. Pacific time. Visit our website, pacificafightback.org. PacificaFightback.org. Come out. We want your opinions. We want to hear your views. Pacifica has to be preserved. If the madness happening in Washington and frankly all over the country and the world right now is any indication, we have a lot of work ahead of us. The second thing is that I heard that everyone should have known that public comment was scheduled for 2:25. I don't know how that's possible. The agenda that's on the official Pacifica governance website has absolutely no times listed. With regard to development, I heard Sabrina Jacobs, with whom I've worked on the Pacifica National Board, make a claim against Grace Aaron. Grace is no friend of mine. I don't think anybody will accuse me of defending her generously. Okay, you're interrupting public comment. Please don't do that. I'd like my seconds back, whoever's keeping time. Sabrina made the claim that she was doing some development work and Grace pulled her off of it. She did not say that she was on the Pacifica National Board as a director and the bylaws require a statement of conflict of interest, and she should have revealed the fact that she was getting a paid gig from Grace as IED, which was similar to another, well, it was the second event. She had also taken a paid job from Sam Agarwal and Bill Crozier without disclosing to the board. Both of those were violations. So as I said, Grace is no friend of mine, but that's really not the story there. With regard to Susan DeSilva not wanting to be on the PNB, I find that very interesting because in 2018, in some kind of ruse that the court, the judges called out more than once, you know, this guy, Campisi, wasted 2 years. The case was finally kicked out of court, you know, after his multiple appeals, kicked out of court in May 2020, trying to get Susan, who wasn't even on the local station board, trying to get her seated on the PNB. How much money and time and energy did that cost Pacifica? And was she saying at the time, oh, I don't want to be on the PNB? I doubt it. Okay, so there are a lot of problems that the LSB needs to look at. And these we've been having these meetings. I listen to various LSBs, and you guys don't seem to get it. The urgency of it, not just the process of it, which I agree should be fair and transparent, but your notices apparently weren't. Where are these notices going with full agendas and they're not on the Pacifica calendar? Open meetings are the law. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting requires open meetings. Practice, do what we need to do to exist, to continue, to build. We are needed.
Time.
We don't have time.
Time, Serene. And yes, well, Carla's next, after that vicious attack on Sabrina. Go ahead, Carla. Carla? Are you there, Carla?
Carlos.
Go ahead, Carlos. My bad.
No, actually, you were right. I think there was a raised hand by a person called Carla. I just signed on.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, yeah, I have it wrong.
I have a 310 phone number. Would be the next. If it's 94 is the end of the phone number. Is next. 394. Hello. I don't see your name, Beth, but I guess I'll. Whoever is the 310-729 phone number. It's your turn. If you can unmute yourself and talk. And if you're by phone, you unmute yourself by *9.
*6.
She was star unmuted six. For a moment.
*6 to unmute.
Try it again, 310. Try it again.
Unmute. *6.
There. Okay. Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was unmuting it from a different perspective. Anyway, hello. I'm Jan Goodman. I'm from KPFK, and I'm also on the national board. And since my name has been thrown around quite a bit today, I don't need to identify myself much more than that, other than to say probably that I am one of the people who is working very hard to reform our bylaws. And the first thing I wanted to say is that people are somehow, for some reason, equating the last set of bylaws that were, I think, correctly rejected with this set of bylaws. And I want to clarify the difference between those two sets of bylaws. The last set of bylaws had more at-large people than elected people. It had no staff people on the national board. And for me, that's a critical element of having a national board, is the cooperation between the staff and the listeners. That's, for me, a critical element of Pacifica. And the other thing is that they did not have a place for the affiliates on the board. And again, for a national progressive network to have affiliates on the board, represented on the board, I think is very important. I ended up supporting that old set of bylaws, I mean, the rejected set of bylaws, just because at the very end, the last 2 weeks, Pacifica was in such bad shape that I felt that basically almost anything would be better. And that's why I supported it. But this set of bylaws is quite different. It includes representatives from both staff and listeners and affiliates, and these people are directly elected by the listeners, and that is a very important thing from my perspective. And I wanted to just address a couple of things that have been said here. One is that I was in some kind of secret negotiations with FJC, and that is blatantly untrue. I called them up to see if we could, Pacifica could deal with them directly and not through a broker, which cost us more than $100,000 when we originally got the loan. And that was the reason I called them up. had no negotiations with them whatsoever. I did talk to them. They told me about FJC, and that was when they told me that FJC didn't stand for anything. They gave me a little history about it, but that's how I happened to know, you know, from the board president. But I was not involved in any negotiations. And in fact, through the course of the conversation, I told them that Pacific was doing better, that we had, we were catching up with our audits, but that we didn't have the money to pay them. And so
that was time. That was time.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jen.
If anybody has any questions, I'll be available, or you can call me. Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to jump the stack just for 1 second. Let Sabrina respond because she was personally attacked as a board member. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. Yeah, that was a personal attack, but I can't help but laugh. This is all public knowledge. This was a public vote that was brought to the PNB, and it was voted up. And that's why I ended up taking on that work. And everything else rang true. It was subsequently squashed by Maxie Jackson, to be exact. And then once Maxie Jackson left, it was not renewed, and Grace would not support it, and nor would she have her supporters support it. So if you want to drill down a little bit more, those are the details. I don't appreciate being lied on or lied about. And shame on you, Serene. Shame on you, Serene Roberts.
Thank you, Sabrina. Susie Goldmacher is next.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm a former local station board member a number of years back. And I took a look at the statements from the independent auditor's report, 9/17, 9/18, 2018, 2017. It's very upsetting. And I just want to read some of this. It appears the auditors were unable to obtain sufficient appropriate evidence to provide a basis for an audit opinion. Found to be delinquent in obtaining audited financial statements as required by the IRS and ERISA. Delinquent in filing tax returns with the IRS in 2017 and 2018, and they were unable to complete the audits because data was missing. So, and they have strong doubts about its ability, Pacifica's ability to continue as a going concern. Is this true, number one? And if it is true, what are our representatives to the PNB doing to deal with this? This could be the end of all the stations. And one day, I hear that they closed the news department in LA. What is going on? What is going on? Can somebody answer that question? Where are we going to get the money to pay back the $3 million? There's debt exceeding $3 million that I read. I don't understand what's happening. It's very upsetting. I'm a long-term listener to KPFA. I listen every day. I don't know what the hell these people are talking about. Programming being terrible on KPFA, that is utter nonsense. I mean, the programming, if anything, has gotten way better. They have programs on COVID every week, if not every day. You know, they have programs about the economy, about Black Lives Matter. So this is a crock of bullshit as far as I'm concerned. That's it.
Thank you. Succinctly rendered. And we're on to Carlos now. It's your turn, Carlos. Carlos?
Yes, I was unmuting myself. Hi. Thank okay. you.
Thank you.
I want to say two brief comments I want to make. First of all, as a long, long time listener and supporter of KPFA, I want to thank the whole staff, the hosts, the technical people, the volunteers. I think they have done an incredible job through this pandemic. The station had incredible challenges. And like Susie just said, I feel we got information, good information daily on all the critical issues. the COVID, the racial issues, the political issues. So I'm not sure this is said enough. So I want to thank from the management all the way down to the last volunteer. I want to thank them. The second comment is very brief. I have worked in progressive movements throughout my life, starting in Latin America, and I have seen progressive movements destroy themselves from the inside by fighting at a personal level, getting very mean, and forgetting that we have a huge, huge problem outside that's called fascism. And I would like to have us focus more on the major threat and the issue that Pacifica has a huge debt. And as far as I know, there is no clear plan to address that debt other than selling our buildings. And I'm very, very concerned about that. I don't think that's fair. And I think our representatives and everybody should be pushing the national board to resolve this problem. This is a major threat to the network. And I appreciate and congratulate everybody that's working on this issue. That's it. I don't have anything else.
That's enough. Thank you very much. It was good to hear something positive. Thank you very much.
Sure.
We have 5524 is next. I think that's Beth.
Yeah, read the whole number.
Go ahead, Beth. It's Beth. Go ahead, Beth Keen. You got to unmute yourself by pressing *6, Beth.
Isn't it *9?
I think
*6 to mute and unmute. *9 to raise your hand.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
*6.
Okay, I did *6. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay. Go ahead, Beth. *6 will unmute you, Beth, on your phone.
I can unmute her. Let me unmute you, Beth. So don't do anything. Let me just try to unmute you. Oh, it's not working. I can't unmute her.
Okay. Beth, *6.
Or bottom left of your screen. Oh.
Well. Did she drop off?
No.
Did she join online from her phone or did she call in? If she's joined online, that's different.
I see her online and I see her video and she's on the phone, but I don't know. Neither one seemed to be.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move to the next person. Maybe we can get back to Beth.
Yeah. Beth.
There you are, Beth.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't have that one. That's not working.
No, we can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now. Great. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, so everybody, I got involved with this. I'm a long-term KPFA listener. I'm very involved in New Day Pacifica. I'm a retired union organizer, and I bring all that experience to this project. I noticed incredible excitement among the listeners that I've been in touch with, the 3,500 who signed our petition so far. They want to save Pacifica. People love KPFA. They appreciate the programmers, both paid and volunteer. People love KPFA. Now, other stations, I've gotten to meet people from there. People love their stations as well. But I have to tell you, I started listening to other stations, and they don't compare to KPFA. For instance, the LA station and the New York station, unbelievably, both run hour-long infomercials for things like hand cleaner, self-improvement classes to raise money for those stations. It is shameful. And why are they doing that? You know, because that's time we could use for good programming and improving the programming. So people who think KPFA is crap, you don't have any idea what you're talking about, because you should listen to other stations to get a clue about how amazing KPFA is. The other thing I just wanted to say is that the bylaws are 100% the cause of the dysfunction in Pacifica. Here's just one example. The fact that we, our top staff person in Pacifica is the executive director. It's the national staff person, executive director. That person should be a highly trained, highly experienced media professional who's run public radio before, right? And they should be there for years and years and years. We've had 17 different executive directors in 17 years. So we've basically been running without a head for 17 years. How can you ever expect us to be able to help stations improve their programming, to get fundraising under control and all that without having that professional person at the top? We've had a lot of very nice executive directors, but most of them have not even had any radio or media experience. That's criminal. That's criminal. And the reason that happened is because once we get a good executive director, it starts to do something, the board fires them. And that's what happened repeatedly at CNA. They fire them, they try to sue them, it's ridiculous. And so I think that we have to have new bylaws, we have to have a new organizational structure that will support a good executive director in doing their job, which is to support each of the stations. Because the executive director needs to be the one supporting BAI, PFW, KPFK, KPFT. How do you improve your programming? How do you improve your fundraising? You know, how do you attract listeners? Because programming is key. It is key. But fundamentally, Pacifica, we're here, at least from my perspective, to support social movements for change, positive progressive change, whether it's racial justice, climate change, whatever. That's what Pacifica is all about.
Okay,
and honestly,
time.
I feel like most that's people time. Have lost their way. We got to get back to the central mission. Thank you
and
so much.
And we're at time for our meeting. So I do see that, if I could make a comment, I do see that Virginia has not spoken and she does have her hand raised. So perhaps we can extend for 5 minutes to let Virginia speak and then end the meeting. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a caller. I'm had my hand raised. And
yeah, there was quite a few people left.
Oh,
on
the, I'm sorry. Okay, I did not see that. Then maybe we. Okay, I withdraw that. The time has ended for our meeting.
Yeah, it is time. Thank you very much. Thanks for.
So I make a motion to adjourn.
Yes. Move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
Second.
Sabrina.
Thank you, everybody who showed up for public comment, and thank you for being here, and let's lift up KPFA up to the sky. Okay. Have a good day, everybody, and thank you for your participation. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
Christina.